Welcome to the Vamos podcast. With me here today is Maija Jokiniemi, communications specialist at Business Helsinki. Welcome, Maija.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Good. Tell us, what do you do and why do you do it?
Okay. I'm working in the Solmu project, and it's a project which is linked to the European Union's sustainability goals. So what we do, we accelerate sustainable mobility in line with the EU goals. And Solmu is co-funded by the EU, and it's a joint project, which means that we at Business Helsinki, we are working together with the city of Espoo and the city of Helsinki's innovation company Forum Virium Helsinki.
So why is the project called Solmu?
The name Solmu, a knot, it refers to transport hubs where several modes of transport meet and people switch between them, like from bus to underground, for example. And all the activities in this project are organized in transport hubs, like the Mall of Tripla in Helsinki or Otaniemi in Espoo, for example.
When we discuss mobility, what are we actually discussing?
Mobility refers here to public transportation, taxis, city bikes and such things. And this is the area where we are working in the Solmu project.
What does this mean in practice?
Okay, in practice, we support companies, mostly SMEs, so that they can develop and scale mobility products and services and make cities more sustainable and functional with those products. And we create opportunities for SMEs for piloting and customer validation by bringing them and their potential customers together via open calls. And so far, we have already had quite a few activities. We have organized, for example, an innovation challenge for companies in the Mall of Tripla in Helsinki, where they created new pilot-ready mobility solutions. And in the same mall, Tripla, we also coordinated Solmu showroom, where mobility companies were able to present their services and pilot them with the people going to the mall. And actually right now, there is a month of sustainability happening in Otaniemi, Espoo. There are several events going on there, and companies are also piloting their services in the area. And then I'd like to mention that it is our goal to help SMEs in the Helsinki region to expand to international markets as well. So we have helped companies to showcase their solutions at big international events, such as Intertraffic, which takes place in Amsterdam. So I would say that all in all, we have managed to create opportunities for companies to pilot and co-create services with residents, and we have brought visibility in international markets as well, for free, because the services we are offering to companies, they don't cost anything. And in addition to supporting companies, we would like to enhance the customer experience of mobility services in general, so that they are easy to use in everyday life. And what we have been doing, we have studied customer needs and engaged residents in service development so that the needs of different user groups are noted to make these mobility solutions to work for as many people as possible. Like developing accessible and inclusive services is one important goal in this project.
Where do you see the mobility sector heading in the next 5 to 10 years?
I do see strong potential in the mobility sector over the next years, even though the recent years have been quite challenging, like for many other industries as well. Some pioneering areas, such as mobility as a service and autonomous mobility, showed a lot of promise, but unfortunately, they have not succeeded as expected. However, the situation is getting better. We are now seeing new emerging ideas and companies entering this field, and they are building on the lessons learned from earlier attempts. And in the Solmu project, we try to support these new next generation solutions by helping them in these developing activities. So I would say that overall, even though the sector has gone through a difficult phase, I believe it is moving towards even more practical and user-friendly solutions.
So what are the most influential megatrends you keep an eye on and why?
There are several megatrends to keep an eye on when it comes to service development and making cities more sustainable and functional. One big trend is climate change, of course. In some sectors, like in energy, the emissions have declined quickly. But in the traffic sector, the change has been much slower. Road traffic accounts for a quarter of emissions in Finland, which means that the EU and national governments will continue to tighten environmental regulations. And this is obviously something which will strongly influence mobility services development. Also, urbanization will continue in Finland as well. Cities will become more crowded, and different mobility solutions, solutions like logistics, robots, cargo bikes, shared bikes and e-scooters are all competing for the same limited urban space. At the same time, fewer people will have their own cars, which is increasing the need for shared mobility services. Another big trend is demographic change. As the number of elderly people grows, accessibility becomes increasingly important. Mobility services need to be designed so that they are easy to use for different user groups and support independent everyday living. And finally, of course, I'd mention AI and automation, as they are both transforming this sector as well. These technologies can change markets really quickly. For example, if autonomous taxis become more common in Europe. The first pilots with self-driving taxis have already started in the UK, in London, and if they are viable, they are likely to scale further in Europe. And at the same time, AI enables new type of services. For example, in areas like navigation and user interaction. In Helsinki region, we have a company called DigiOle, which has developed an AI solution where visitors scan QR codes in, say, a mall, and they can interact with the mall after that, asking detailed questions about the services, like what kind of restaurant services are there, and get tailored answers to their questions. And mall operators, on their part, get valuable information about the needs of their customers.
So what is the most important factor that keeps your mobility project afloat?
I'd say that we are well connected within the cities in the Helsinki region. And we can reach the right people who have strong influence when it comes to developing mobility infrastructure and services. So we can act as a bridge between companies and the public sector. And with these connections, we can give companies access to real-life testing environments and use the Helsinki region as a testbed for mobility solutions. And what this means, it means that companies can develop and validate their services in an authentic urban environment together with cities and users. So to sum up, I would say that companies follow our LinkedIn channel and other comms and get in touch with us to know more about the upcoming opportunities.
Thank you, and thank you for being my guest today.
Learn more at vamosecosystem.fi.